Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
No Jake Volnick, Nick Pedone in with you guys this evening. It's Overtime. It's 92.3 The Fan. Flying this ship solo. We will land it at some point. Hopefully at around 11 o'clock. Hopefully not before then, but the plane will land. Welcome to the show, everybody. What is going on with this football team? I wish I could have like some sort of crafty sports talk radio intro to the program this evening. I'll be honest with you guys, I'm overwhelmed. I had this philosophy, like people, so I knew I wanted to get into sports media at like a really young age. I'm from Cleveland. I grew up listening to the station. I knew that this was what I wanted to do for a really long time. So like when I was in high school, and you know, you've got teachers that are looking out for you and they're looking out for your interests. So they try to like well-intentionally poke holes through what you want to do. They're like, well, why would you want to do that? Like, why would you want to talk about the Browns? And I was like, because even if they're not going to be good, they're always going to be entertaining. Like, that's the thing with the Browns. Like, there's always something. And you, the fans, care so much about this team. It's a part of the fabric that we have as a city here. So I knew that this was something that I really wanted to do because I knew that they'd always be entertaining. But we've almost reached a point today and tonight where it's too much. It's too much. It's too much content. I'm too overwhelmed. I don't know where to start. I can start with Myles Garrett, who went scorched earth today. Myles Garrett's going to tell you guys how he feels from here forth. This is what we signed up for. When Myles put his name on the dotted line and he understood full and well that that team wasn't going to be very good, he understood full and well that what he said on Radio Row is factual. You knew that Myles is going to tell you how he feels when things aren't going well. Things aren't going well, Myles telling you how he feels. You talk about Joe Flacco. And what was that last night? Turned around the clock. Rodgers v. Flacco. One final time? I don't know. From what I saw last night, they looked like they could keep doing this forever. And what an embarrassment that was for the Cleveland Browns. And that's going to be a theme tonight. We're going to run the cornucopia on Cleveland sports because I haven't talked to you all in a good minute, especially not by myself. The Guardians brought back Austin Hedges. We're in the midst of the Major League Baseball playoffs. We'll talk about that probably in the 10 o'clock hour. The Cavs season starts next week. We're going to talk about that and expectations and what that really means for this team that should have such an easy cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals, potentially the NBA Finals, depending on who you ask. Talk some Cavs in the 10 o'clock hour. Ohio State, the Buckeyes, undefeated, number one team in the nation. We'll talk about them as well, especially because former Cleveland Browns quarterback saying that Julian Sain could be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. So all that at 10 o'clock, but we'd be remiss if we didn't start the show talking about what you all want to talk about, what you guys want to hear me talk about, and that's the Cleveland Browns. And you know what? Like, leading up to the show, I was trying to do all this research, and I had such a long day, and I'm trying to like pack all this research in, and Pro Football Focus, and the grades, and that was such a hot-buttony topic this week of how much does that really matter, and they've graded 75 full-time different wide receivers, and Jerry Jeudy is number 75th. You know, they are the worst offensive team in the National Football League, 32 out of 32 offensively. 13 points per game in the year 2025 with a league that's set up for you to score points. I've got all this, you know, stats and information and research, and I wanted to come in today and have a really prepared, well thought out show. But you know what? That feels like it would be doing a disservice because you guys know how bad this is. You all, the fans, are watching the games on Sunday just like I am. And with your own two eyes, you can see how bad this all looks. So I don't need to sit here with some sort of paper sheet full of information because you already know what this is. You already know the quotes that have been delivered in Berea this week, and we're going to get into all of them, from what Myles Garrett had to say today, what Grant Delpit said yesterday. It's hard to talk about the Cleveland Browns right now to not talk big picture. And we've got a football game to play in just a couple of days. A pivotal one at that, when the Cleveland Browns face off with the 1-5 Miami Dolphins at Huntington Bank Field. It looks like a ton of rain in the forecast. It looks like a ton of wind in the forecast. So we're going to try to break down that game as well. And we're going to try to get you guys ready for that matchup. But it's impossible to ignore what that matchup means. And it's impossible to ignore that Kevin Stefanski right now is the head coach of a 1-5 football team. So is Mike McDaniel. And if you're unable to defeat the Miami Dolphins, who look like one of the most, if not the most, hapless teams in the league, boy, does everything that we've talked about all week long about the pressure that's mounting in Berea, about the relationships between Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, could that be fractured? If you lose this game to the Miami Dolphins on Sunday, you thought this week was loud. Oh no, buckle up. I've been on this ride, like I told you guys, my entire life. I've seen this movie play out so many times. And I've heard things this week that I have not heard in the Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry era. And there have been times in this era with Kevin and AB together where I wondered, could this be it? I'll be honest with you guys, when Baker Mayfield was the quarterback and he was injured and he was trying to push through that injury, torn labrum, we don't need to relive all the brutal details of that, but when Baker was the quarterback and they lost to the Steelers in Pittsburgh in a game where the offensive line was just outmatched, James Hudson was one-on-one with TJ Watt the entire night, and Baker Mayfield was on his rear end more than he was on his feet. I remember watching the end of that game and thinking to myself, like, this could be it. This could be the end of the entire thing, because if they move on from Baker, they could potentially move on from the coach that signed up to coach this guy in Cleveland. They could potentially move on from the general manager who assembled this offensive line that really left this kid out to dry. At the end of the day, whose decision was it that he was even playing in those games? So I kind of thought then, like, maybe this was the end. Completely different feeling that I've got here in my stomach right now about this game coming up Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, because it's impossible to ignore all the details going into this. And I mean all of the details. Like, you've got what's in front of you, and the fact that this is a 1-5 football team, and the fact that the team is the worst offense in the National Football League, the fact that the offensive line can't block, the receivers can't catch, Dylan Gabriel can't do anything more than 5 to 10 yards downfield. But you've got the external things as well. You've got Mike Tomlin calling out Andrew Berry for trading Joe Flacco within the division. Then you've got Joe Flacco taking down aforementioned Mike Tomlin on Thursday Night Football in primetime in a game where the Bengals surpassed 31 total points. Joe Flacco almost threw for 350 yards, three touchdowns, and certainly looked to be the quarterback that led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs in 2023. That can't be ignored. You also can't ignore that the quarterback that this regime ran out of town in Baker Mayfield is right now an MVP frontrunner. Right now looks like the best quarterback in the National Football League. And I know, and we're going to get into it, Baker said on his own accord, he had to hit rock bottom. He needed to bottom out. He needed to be humbled. That had to happen in Cleveland for him to unlock the player and the individual and the man that became this MVP candidate in Tampa. But the fact that he's playing so well, and the fact that it's not here, and the fact that everything here looks so difficult and so incompetent and so inept, it adds to it. So when you factor in all of these things, that your week one starting quarterback and team captain is quarterbacking a division rival and keeping them alive until their superstar QB could return to health, the fact that the quarterback that this regime signed up to coach, this team signed up to build an entire organization around, is an MVP candidate elsewhere, and the fact that you currently sit at 1-5 without much hope and without much life in sight, difficult to see a way getting off this ride. Difficult to see a way where this team, this organization, this regime can push through. And that goes to everybody. And we're going to get to everybody this evening. From the people that sit in the big fancy glass offices there in Berea, to the people that helicopter into the games from La Jolla, California. Nobody's safe. This evening on Overtime, coaching staff, players, management, we're going to get into all of it. Because right now, while I could sit here and read you guys all these stats and all these facts, I can't ignore that what I see with my two eyes on Sunday is unwatchable. And then I look to the rest of the league and I look to the rest of these games and I see teams figuring it out, bad teams at that. You know, there are a lot of people, and I said, we're going to talk big picture, but we're going to preview this Browns matchup against the Miami Dolphins and what it means on Sunday. A lot of people pointing towards this matchup as a winnable game for the Browns. I would like to agree. Then I look at how the Miami Dolphins have lost some of these games. Guys, Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, I get Tyreek Hill ain't around. They're scoring 20 points in these losses. How are you going to do that? Because we haven't seen it yet this year. So there's a lot to get into this evening on Overtime. We're going to get into all of it, quite literally. It's going to be 3 hours of Browns. It's going to be a jam-packed 10 o'clock hour of Guards, Cavs, Ohio State. And we might even sprinkle a little more Browns on top of that. We'll have to see what happens. But it's bad right now, and we got to diagnose it, we got to figure it out, and I want to do that as a collective, because I want to hear from you, the fans, 216-474-0092. Is this all too negative? Is the stuff that you heard this week similar to same old Browns? Because I thought we were able to shake that label for a little bit there. I thought we were able to rid ourselves of same old Browns, but what I heard this week, what I've read this week, kind of sounds like same old Browns, and I don't say that lightly. 216-474-0092 is the number to join the conversation. What the hell happened last night? That's where we're starting this thing. Joe Flacco turned back the clock, looked pretty good. Was it a bad decision to move on from Joe Flacco, and how last night adds even more pressure to this entire operation? Again, 216-474-0092. It's Nick Padone in for Jake Volney.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nick, with you guys till 11 here on Overtime, right here on 92.3 The Fan. Take the fan with you wherever you go. Listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or tune in apps. Nick Padone in for Jake Volnick here on Overtime. 92.3 The Fan. Appreciate everybody tuning in this fine Friday evening as we work together to diagnose the issues with the Cleveland Browns. And last night was a disaster, was it not? I mean, so I'll take a victory lap, and I hate doing this. I hate when people do this, so I'll make this very brief. I kind of knew how last night was going to go. I bet Bengals money line straight up. I just had a feeling it was Steeler trap game after they did what they did to the Browns, and then Flacco magic, you know, with the Bengals was bound to come true at some point, especially with how downtrodden we all feel right now about this entire situation. So I just said, you know what, Bengals money line, that's the play. Let's roll with it. I did it, and it ultimately won. I felt like a psychopath, though, after that game. I literally sat with my TV off. I'm not post-game guy, right? Like, I feel bad saying that. I don't really watch the entire post-game. When the games are over, I usually shut the TV off, and I go to sleep. I get up for work pretty early in the morning. That's just the routine. But I knew because the Bengals won, they were going to bring Flacco up on the set, and I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to hear if he was going to say anything about the trade, about the Browns, whatever. I didn't even make it that far, because when they came back from break and the Bengal fans were doing thank you Cleveland and that caught fire on social media, I just shut the TV off. So I shut the TV off. I've got Cam, my fiance, is sleeping next to me on the couch. I'm sitting there in the dark with Cam sleeping next to me on the couch, and I literally sat there for what felt like 15 minutes just staring at my blank TV. I felt like I was genuinely going crazy. Like, I felt like I needed to call somebody. I felt like I needed to go outside and just let off some steam, because I was embarrassed as a fan. Hearing those Bengal fans chant, "Thank you, Cleveland," was just salt in a wound to the point where I literally just sat there in the dark with my sleeping fiance in complete silence. I was shell-shocked. I felt like I had just played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got punked by Joe Flacco, who put up 30 on my defense, and I was literally just sitting there in the basement of my house, speechless because of what I had just saw. Because it looked night and day better than what I've seen in Cleveland. And I know, Nick, he has T. Higgins. He has Jamar Chase, who was phenomenal last night, by the way. That offensive line is so much better than what the Browns have to work with. That's all true. I'm not here to dispute or debate any of that. But isn't the onus of that on everybody? Didn't we go through 1-31, which was one of the most meticulous, strategic rebuilds in the history of professional sports, to rebuild, to compete, to contend right now? Wasn't this team the most expensive roster in football just a year ago? It wasn't supposed to be like this. So to see Joe Flacco, who was named the week one starting quarterback and a team captain, do what he did with the Cincinnati Bengals, boy. And Mike Tomlin ain't going to be sending a Christmas card to Andrew Berry. I'll tell you that. I wonder if Mike Tomlin considered jumping in his car after that loss, driving to Cleveland, finding Andrew Berry, and just trying to fist fight him. Because he told you in plain English earlier in the week that he was afraid of this matchup. Mike Tomlin told you early in the week that he believed that Joe Flacco was a good quarterback. And he still got dog walked by the old man Joe Flacco. But why did it all go down like that? Like, I get that the Bengals were desperate. The Browns told you that they were surprised that anybody even called for the quarterback that they had just benched because he looked so bad. But I think now the whole league knows, okay, maybe the Browns aren't that bad. Maybe it's just the environment. Maybe this is just an environment where winning cannot happen. And I told you guys on the Fan Tailgate Show prior to last week's Browns game, when I was on with Jake Volnick, wins and losses to me for where the Browns are at right now don't really mean much. The Browns told you when they traded away Joe Flacco, they're in evaluation mode. They're trying to evaluate the young talent on this roster. Okay, well, as a fan, I am also now in evaluation mode. And I am evaluating, is this offense, is this environment a place where young players can thrive? Through six games, my answer is a resounding no. Right now, my answer, after watching what I just saw Joe Flacco do to that vaunted Pittsburgh defense that Mike Tomlin said before the season he believes could be one of the best of all time, no. No. This is not an environment where young players can come into and thrive. So I think as the Browns factor in everything, the 1-5 record and potentially 1-6 if you go down to the hapless Dolphins, the fact that Baker Mayfield's an MVP candidate, and then the fact that you benched this guy less than a month ago, you traded him less than 2 weeks ago, and he was able to put on that sort of performance with his new team, I get they got Jamar Chase. They got T. Higgins. That helps out a great deal. But that's unacceptable. What I saw on Thursday Night Football was completely unacceptable. And it's an indictment on everybody. Like, I know everybody just wants to cast stones at Kevin Stefanski and say, well, this offense is unimaginative. This offense doesn't allow the quarterback to take shots down the field. I get that. I hear you guys on that. But again, like, this offensive line is so bad. This receiving group is the worst in the National Football League by a lot. So, like, I can't put it all on Stefanski when these are the cards that he was dealt. We'll get into some of what Myles Garrett had to say. We'll get into some of the relationship between Kevin and AB. But I want to hear from you at 216-474-0092. Did Joe Flacco's performance on Thursday Night Football change your opinion about this entire thing? Or did it make you more firm in your stance? Because for me, it made me more firm in my stance that I don't believe that this is an environment where young offensive players can thrive. And I don't know what the reason is for that. I'll be completely honest. I'm not one of these guys that will sit there and break down the All-22. I'm not one of these guys that goes into Pro Football Focus and reads every single last grade. I don't know what the issue is with this offense, but it feels like the clock is ticking. And it feels like the time is expiring, and it might be time for a fresh voice. We're not going to sit here and call for people's jobs. We're not going to do, you know, shock jock radio this evening. I'm here to lay out my facts and my opinions on things and allow you guys at 216-474-0092 to make some inferences for yourself. I want to start things off. Let's go out to Brunswick. Ryan's got some thoughts on the current state of the Cleveland Browns, as well as Kevin Stefanski. What's going on, Ryan? Thanks so much for joining the program this evening.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, man. What's your thought on the current state of the Browns, current state of Stefanski, especially after what you saw last night?
Not great, to be quite honest. I think the fact that Joe Flacco in 10 days was able to go to the Cincinnati Bengals and put up almost 350 yards, you know, with an offensive line that isn't great. I mean, the Bengals have had their struggles keeping a quarterback upright as well. But, you know, in 10 days, he's been able to make that offense look, you know, night and day better. I think that honestly is it's getting to a point where is it the players or is it the coaching? You know, I'm not someone who likes to call for firing of people or shaking up. I like stability. You know, I like having a consistent GM, a consistent coach. We went through that cycle a lot, you know, but I think that we're getting to a point where, you know, maybe this isn't working out, because we've seen quarterbacks come and go. And they seem to do better on other teams. And I'm not going to say so much that, you know, Baker is the example there, because, you know, I'm thrilled that Baker's doing wonderful things in Tampa. But, you know, in his own words, right, he did say that, you know, he had to hit rock bottom. And I think, you know, hitting the bottom does change a person. So, you know, I do think that obviously helped him along the way, too. But, you know, looking at Joe Flacco last night, I mean, you know, it was just a night and day difference. And, you know, as you were just saying, the fact that we just don't have the talent on the offensive line, we don't have the talent at the wide receiver core, is making it all that much more difficult for a quarterback room. And, you know, some of that ball's, I mean, most of that ball's on Andrew Berry, but, you know, with the guys that they have, I'm not seeing the coaching, you know, really improve these players. I'm yet to see a year where, you know, Kevin Stefanski has taken a quarterback and made him look better than, you know, what that player was already kind of capable of doing. But yeah, that's my opinion.
Ryan, appreciate the call. Hard to disagree with what he said there. I agree. Like, I feel like sitting here, like, I could sit here and yell into this microphone for the next 4 hours and, you know, pound my fist and say that Kevin Stefanski needs fired. I don't know what that gets you, though. I don't, because this is a team, this is an offense that's just not very talented. I will say, to Kevin Stefanski's detriment, I think he has started to lose the ear of the locker room. And I think a loss on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins probably puts that final nail in the coffin. I think guys are starting to already give answers to the media that tells me, like when Grant Delpit said this week that he doesn't remember what winning feels like, that's an indictment on coaching. Let's go out to Akron. Craig's got some thoughts on the Browns, where they go from here. What's going on, Craig?
Hey, what's up? So the Browns are just a complete mess. For one, they need to stop taking positions for granted. Of course, wide receiver. We just came out of a strong wide receiver draft, and we drafted zero wide receivers when ours...
Isaiah Bond. They tried to sell us on Isaiah Bond, Craig. That's what we're left to deal with.
Trash. He had 540 yards his senior year. He's 5'11". Trash. Total trash. If that's our future, this is the result. You know, they need to stop taking positions for granted. And you know what? Stefanski's part of it. He admitted these are collaborative decisions. He went bragging about how excited he was that Freeman runs a 4.7 and he would fall in the draft. Why don't you get excited by someone who runs a 4.3 and you draft him high? Why don't we go get a Jamar Chase? Go get a game changer, not crumbs. I'm tired of crumbs. Crumbs don't win games. Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, you know, even T. Higgins. I would go out and trade a second-round draft pick and go grab T. Higgins in a heartbeat. They need talent. They need talent, and they need better coaching, too. They need five wide receiver sets out there spreading the field. They're a mess. They're doing everything you can do wrong.
Craig, appreciate the call. Again, hard to disagree with what he said. The strategy, ever since Andrew Berry got here and the breakup with Odell Beckham Jr. happened, the strategy at the wide receiver position has quite literally been go into your local drugstore, fish around the $1 DVD bin, and hope that you pull out a good movie. That's been the strategy with this wide receiver group. I mean, we've tried everything. Amari Cooper, we squeezed all of the juice that was left out of that orange. Elijah Moore crashed and burned. You know, Isaiah Bond, that was the move.
Hey, Craig said he wanted a 4.3 receiver. Isaiah Bond runs a 4.3, so.
Got to find a way to catch the ball, though. I hear that's important. 216-474-0092. The phone lines are electric. So we are going to hear from you guys. BP, Brandon, Kathy, Jeffrey, if you're trying to call us, we'll get to you guys straight ahead. It's Nick Padone hanging out with you guys till 11 right here on Overtime on 92.3 The Fan. Nick Padone in for Jake Volnick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on Overtime, catching you guys up on everything, really, that's going on with the Cleveland Browns. But talking about what happened last night with Joe Flacco, Bengal fans chanting, "Thank you, Cleveland," on the post game. Joe Flacco sitting on the set, smiling ear to ear. I put this out on X. You can follow me there. You could, you know, send tweets at Nick Padone 12.
put this out there last night. You know, 342 yards, three touchdowns, 30 points, and a game-winning drive. The Browns chased Joe Flacco out of town, not just once, but twice. Like, the Browns should have really never let Joe Flacco out of their building last year, and they were able to recover from that decision a little bit because Jameis Winston was able to bring life to the team when Deshaun Watson went down there for a few weeks. But for the most part, Joe Flacco should have been that long-term cohesive backup because of the success that you saw him have. They chased him out of town because they couldn't have that kind of pressure on Deshaun Watson. And then you see what happens where he goes to Cincinnati this season via trade and just lights the world on fire on Thursday Night Football last night. 216-474-0092 is that number to join the conversation. I know you guys wanted to get through last segment, so we're going to keep the conversation alive here. Let's go out to Chagrin where Brandon has some thoughts on the current state of the Cleveland Browns. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on? All right, so I'm by no means a like football nerd or a football buff where everybody knows stats and, you know, people coming in from college, like, but I'm a fan and I watch football regularly. So my take and input is kind of like common sense from like a high level.
I like it.
And the way I look at it is like, all right, you have Kevin Stefanski, who was coach of the year a few years ago. We had a team that was competing when we had talent on it. So I don't think the issue is Kevin Stefanski necessarily. Like, no coach is perfect. He'll make bad decision. That's fine. But it like all stems from getting rid of Baker, and then Baker's had success. And then we got the whole Deshaun Watson fiasco. And then you bring in Flacco and things look to be okay. We have other talent on the team. You have Nick Chubb and we have good receivers. And then back to like the original caller today, like there's no other talent on the team. Like, you had Flacco in, and he could only do so much. He's old. I get it. So you can't rely on him like you could rely on somebody younger. And then even Gabriel on Sunday, like, he hit the receiver in the head. So you have receivers that aren't looking for the ball, that aren't making plays. And as much as, like, I don't know, I guess my thing is, like, the last thing Cleveland needs is another coaching change because we've been there, done that as much with the quarterbacks. I think we just got to focus on talent. And there was something else I was going to say, too, that So Flacco goes to Cincinnati and does what he does because he's got talent around him. The same thing's going to happen to Stefanski. He's going to go somewhere else, and he's going to have success. And so I don't know what the answer is. It's just bad decision-making by the folks above and around Stefanski, I guess. But outside of that, like, we keep trying to recycle the same old positions, whether it's a coach or a quarterback, and nothing else changes. So,
Brandon, appreciate the call. Here's my response to that, right? Because I know so many people continue to bring up, like, they keep changing coaches. They keep changing. Like, guys, this is year six. This is year six, and it looks this bad. This is year six, and the head coach is being debunked. This is year six, and you're not making progress. You're regressing. So that's the one thing that I have to say about, oh, we can't sign up for another coaching change. Like, time might have expired on Kevin Stefanski, and maybe he can go somewhere, and maybe he can become a good coach in the National Football League again. I don't think you win two Coach of the Year awards by accident. I do think if you gave Kevin a better offensive line, a better run game, better receivers, he would be a better coach. But that goes for anybody. You give any coach better receivers, better blocking, better tackling, like, of course they're going to look better. It's about the preparation. It's about not having enough players on the field. How about that? Like, it's about the penalties. It's about the little things that go into making a football team that I don't know that Kevin Stefanski is doing right now. And we've seen him do it at a high level before. Again, I know there's a good coach in there. And I want to be on Kevin's side as well because I don't know what a change does, especially not right now because this is a team that is absent talent. I just don't know that if you do that right now, you're really setting yourself up for success the rest of the way. And I know that's not what this is about. This is about evaluation, but how are you going to get a look at Shedeur Sanders if you fire Kevin Stefanski and what, Tommy Rees calls the plays? Are things really going to look that much better? But one thing that I know for sure, the locker room, they saw how good Joe Flacco looked last night. The ownership group, they saw how good Joe Flacco looked last night. And they're looking in their own backyard and they're saying, well, what's going on here? What's wrong here? T. Higgins and Jamar Chase are two players. It's a 53-man roster in the National Football League. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to BP and Pepper Pike. What's going on, man?
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How are you? Happy Friday evening.
You too. First of all, I loved your opening statements back at the top of, you know, at 7 o'clock. I thought you, you know, hit everything for, you know, us Browns fans. It's, you know, as a lifelong Browns fan, you know, this is really disappointing. You know, you hit on so many, you know, bullet points. Like Baker Mayfield, we had him in our building. This guy is now, you know, this guy's thrown for 12 touchdowns, one interception. He's the front runner for MVP. I mean, but yet we let him go. You know, the fiasco and the debacle last night with Joe Flacco. You know, I mean, just the whole, you know, Dylan Gabriel, like, you know, your own Daryl Ryder saying the guy's like, he's like 5'9". He's not even like, you know, he's listed at 5'11 or 6 foot tall. I mean, he can't even see his own receivers. I mean, this whole thing is a joke. I mean, I don't even, and then on top of it, you know, I mean, I feel like we're tanking this whole season, yet, you know, now there's not clarity about who's the number one pick in the college ranks. You right. know, that's how unlucky we are. We don't even have Arch Manning to hang our hat on or, you know, somebody like really good. So that's another problem where the Browns are tanking for what? You know, a guy that's, you know, not even a unanimous, you know, number one pick in the draft. And then we got the Jets in front of us who are 0-6. So just every which way you turn, we're cursed. You know, Myles Garrett really doesn't seem happy. You know, he got like JOK was a great player. He's out probably for his career. You know, it just never ends with all the, you know, like David Njoku, we need him on Sunday. He's out for the game. We, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jack Conklin, question mark. Like BP, when you throw in all of these factors, and I appreciate the call, when you throw in everything working against the Cleveland Browns, it's really hard to find a defense of Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, who I think have done good things here. Like, let me remind people, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry took over for Freddie Kitchens, who had serious, like, Super Bowl aspirations for whatever reason. Everybody nationally sold Cleveland on this fairy tale that Freddie Kitchens and the 2019 Cleveland Browns could make serious noise in the NFL playoffs. It was a complete and utter failure. Kevin and AB get to town. They simplify things for Baker. Baker looks good. They build a competent offensive line. The offense was humming along there for a minute. So you saw semblance of this entire thing turning around. You saw the making of shedding the stench of same old Browns. It felt like we were getting away from all of that. But I can't ignore what I see now. And what I see now is all the chips are against them. All the cards are against him. You've got Baker looks like an MVP. You got Flacco balling out in primetime for a division rival, beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, who just embarrassed you at Acrisure Stadium or whatever we're calling it these days. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're 1-5. Oh, yeah, by the way, your wide receiver two has 75 career receiving yards. That's where we're at right now. It's all bad. And again, I like to sit here and give you guys all these numbers about how bad it is, but you guys, the fans, we're hearing it live on the phones. You guys understand how bad it is. Let's go out to Jeffrey in Cleveland. What's going on?
Hey, thanks, guy. Yeah, what I'm tired of, this is what I'm tired of. I'm tired of the Pittsburgh Steelers ending up in the playoffs, winning the division, and the Browns in the basement. No matter who their quarterback is, it's always the same thing every year. The Steelers is in the playoffs, and the Browns is in the basement. What are we going to do about it? And I don't know if Kevin and them can fix that. Kevin and the other guy, Andrew, I don't know if they can fix that. Who do you think can fix that?
Jeffrey, it's a great question, and I appreciate the call. You know, if you look at history, one thing about it is it does tend to repeat itself. And 10 years ago, when they hired Paul D. Podesta to run this entire thing, they decided that they were going to lean into analytics. They were going to outsmart everybody. And they hired Sashi Brown, who was an attorney, and he didn't have any football managerial experience. And they said, we are going to be smarter than everybody. They strategically stripped the team down to the studs. They became the youngest roster in the National Football League. They created the most cap space in the National Football League, and they hoarded premium draft picks that got you players like Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, ultimately Odell Beckham Jr. down the road. Like, That's what that was for. But ultimately, the results of the process did not come true because the team was not winning football games. So they decided to pivot, and they went towards football guys with John Dorsey, Greg Williams, Freddie Kitchens, Hugh Jackson, and you guys remember how all that went. So then they pivoted back to analytics. And this offseason, do they go get somebody that's more of a football guy, more of a leader of men? I see John Gruden's name getting thrown around a ton. Guys, like, John Gruden is working in media. He's got a lawsuit going against the National Football League. I don't know how realistic any of that is. And to be completely honest with you, and to kind of back up to what BP and Pepper Pike had to say, it's difficult for me to see a way of how you get off of this ride because of the decisions that have been made via the draft. And one good draft class does not make up for Andrew Berry's shortcomings. One good draft class does not excuse the ineptitude for the rest of this roster. Cam, Sean, Eric, Dick, I see you guys holding on with me. It's Nick Padone on Overtime with you guys until 11. Straight ahead, we're looking at the big picture and why one good draft class doesn't undo everything else that you've done during your time in Cleveland. It's Nick Padone with you till 11 here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.